Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth, at your service," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." In one moment, his life was changed forever. Fearing for their lives, his nanny scooped up the five-year-old and ran for safety. He fell out of her arms. The fall must have been vicious. The boy's feet were irreparably injured. He grew up as an invalid in a time when kindness was seldom shown to those who were physically challenged. But one man was intent on showing compassion. The story of David and Mephibosheth is a story of great grace. Mephibosheth could offer nothing to David. Mephibosheth couldn't walk. Yet every day he sat at the seat of privilege and honor at David's table. Mephibosheth was the recipient of great grace. Are you involved in a story of great grace? How about giving to someone who can offer nothing in return? How about serving a person in need? How about taking food to a local mission? How about doing something for which you will receive absolutely nothing? When you experience your story of grace, you'll find that the simple act of showing grace and compassion is a powerful act, and God will bless it. Father, I pray that today you will help us write a story of grace. Help us do one thing today for which we will receive nothing in return. In Jesus' name, amen.